Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
Look, if you want to talk about a song that many people have found their way to, a song that generations have made their own, this song would have to be part of the conversation.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
With St. Patrick's Day coming up on Monday, Irish cultural celebrations are gearing up all over New York, and you can bet that you'll hear this song, Danny Boy, at one or two of them. This is a version by Elvis Presley, who, as we learn in a new documentary film about Danny Boy, found comfort in the song while serving in Germany in World War II. The film is full of such anecdotes. It's called Danny Boy, The Ballad That Bewitched the World. The director, James Maycock, and producer Patricia Moore are here. So is author Malachy McCourt, who's in the film and has written a book about the tune. To all of you, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks very much.
Good job.
Good to be here.
Malachy was here, Patricia, some years ago when the book about Danny Boy came out, so I know he's been obsessed about this song. What made you think that a film needed to be made about it?
I think just with the anniversary coming up, it was the centenary of the birth of the song, and it's just one of those songs that everybody, Irish descent, any Irish connections around the world, it's just a song that we've all grown up with.
Yeah.
And there was just a great story to be told.
James, is Patricia going to get in trouble already for saying that the song is 100 years old? Because, I mean, the tune itself, there'll be people going, London Derriere, that's
absolutely,
200
yeah.
years, no, 300 this... years, what is she talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it was first published in 1913, I think, but the actual lyrics were originally shaped in 1910.
Mm-hmm. And the lyrics to this most Irish of songs shaped by?
Fred Weatherly.
From?
From Bath, England, yeah.
From England. Yeah. the film, you know, gives us just a little idea of the unusual places where this song pops up. You know, JFK, Elvis Presley, boxing matches, Johnny Cash,
music,
Princess
yeah.
Diana. Why has it gone beyond its allegedly Irish roots to all these different places?
Because I think a song like that, it will appeal universally. And I think that, and also it has a particular quality where people can project things onto the song. So it's kind of vague enough, but also it's universal themes of loss, departure, we all relate to. So
all right, and I want to come back to that, but let's talk first about the tune itself. Malachy, you've written about the song and where it comes from, and even the underlying tune is kind of a source of controversy. The Londonderry air, right?
Oh, yeah. And
just because of the name.
Southern Irish will say Derriere.
Derriere,
but
right.
the Victorian English would not say Derriere because it's the French for, you know, you're behind.
Right.
So they got very upset about that. But there's also a thought that perhaps it is a Scottish air. And Rory O'Doul Cahan went to Scotland when he was a young man. Yeah. So he wandered around Scotland, and he might have picked the tune. But of course, it has a Scottish connotation. Then a friend of mine, Da Chen, who's Chinese, says it's Chinese because it has that sort of thing as well. So it is a very amorphous, a strange, nostalgic, it evokes feelings of people yeah. that know other song. I used to hate the bloody thing. I just thought, God almighty, not Danny Boy, for God's sake, think of something Irish.
But before it was Danny Boy, it was either the Londonderry air
Londonderry,
or the Derry
that was
air,
it,
depending
Derry,
on
yeah.
whether you were
depending
from
on north or south.
North
though.
Or south.
Air from County Derry.
Right.
And
well, let's hear the underlying tune. In the film, Joe Jackson points out the minor-major kind of collision yep. here. So listen to this fiddle version of the original air.
Thank you.
Well, we know it as Danny Boy nowadays, but for centuries it was the Derry or the Londonderry Air, named after the town of Londonderry in the north of Ireland. A song that goes back a couple of hundred years, but as Danny Boy, it is now a century old. It is the topic of the film called Danny Boy, The Ballad That Bewitched the World, directed by James Maycock and produced by Patricia Moore, who are both here. Malachy McCourt, the author of a whole book about Danny Boy, is in the film. Patricia, was it just like shaking a tree and people were falling over themselves to be in this film to talk about this song?
It was, in a way, John. I mean, because, you know, so many artists have recorded the song over the years and everybody knows it and everyone has an opinion on it. So it was pretty easy to get people to talk about the song for us.
And when they found out an Englishman was directing the movie, they were still okay with that?
Well, we kind of kept that a secret from...
Well, seeing as an Englishman wrote it, Frederick Edward Weatherly, and also he did not write that song to the air of Londonderry. Yeah, he wrote it to another tune, and how he got to write this one was that his sister-in-law was here in America, and Percy Grainger, the Australian composer, conductor, was over doing a tour in America. And she happened to hear him at the concert. So she got a hold of the sheet music, sent it off to good old Fred and said, you should put a song, write a song to this air. And he took out the thing from the drawer where he had discarded it and tweaked it. And then out came Danny Boy, and which everybody thinks, of course, was Irish, right, written by an Irishman and so on and so forth. Then, of course, we have to disillusion them.
So written by a Frederick Weatherly, an English barrister, does the sister-in-law ever get an ounce of royalties or credit for
there
this?
There lies the kind of a tragic story.
Right? No, I mean, she was shafted, you know. She was. I mean, Fred Weatherly was this incredibly important man, a national figure, and she was just... She had lyrics, kind of ready, her own lyrics ready for the... thing, which we never know what those were.
Well, now, and you mentioned before, James, the ideas of departure and loss and longing that you know, kind of suffuse this song. It's almost in the original tune. It's definitely part and parcel of the lyrics. You know, you can see how the Irish diaspora would sort of cling to that. How does this song begin to get outside the Irish community? How do people like Harry Belafonte cotton on to this?
Because... it resonated with anyone who's kind of enforced exile, and it made complete sense.
It's the ultimate goodbye song, and I think, anyway, when you get right down to it, and the clouds of war were looming over Europe when it was published in 1913. When 9/11 happened here, so many of the firefighters and cops who were killed were of Irish descent, and many of the families wanted Danny Boy. Holy Mother Church, in its wisdom, had just said no secular music at funerals. It has to be sacred from here on in. So, and the families would say, we want Danny Boy, you can't have it. And they said, well, up your bucket, we're going to do it anyway.
Well, actually, let's hear, this is a moment from the film in which the firefighter Tim Geraghty, who worked at Ground Zero, is talking about exactly this.
343 New York firefighters, many of them of Irish descent, lost their lives on 9/11.
We would break for lunch in this cantina. And one day, this captain I was working with tapped me on the shoulder and he said, hey, do you see that guy who's serving you food? I go, yeah. I go, yeah. He goes, that's Ronan Tynan, the Irish tenor. And I looked at him, I said, yeah. I go, that's Ronan Tynan. And he asked Ronan to sing a song. So Ronan finally agreed, and he had this big chef hat on. So he just takes his chef hat off. He's got a big spoon in his hand, and he takes the spoon, and he just starts singing Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside.
And within an instant, his voice filled the whole room, and the place went silent. And he sang that song. And I'll tell you what, there was men in there like that were moved to tears. It was like one of those moments. It was a goosebump moment.
That is a really nice moment from the film Danny Boy, the ballad that bewitched the world. Firefighter Tim Garrity, who worked at Ground Zero. Ronan Tynan, who would go on to great acclaim at Yankee Stadium, singing pretty regularly.
For about 10 minutes.
and the idea of Ronan Tynan in his chef's hat and his spoon singing Danny Boy reminds me of another great version of Danny Boy, sung by the Muppets. The Swedish Chef and Animal and Beaker all doing a version of Danny Boy. It crops up everywhere. Patricia Moore is the producer of the new movie. James Maycock directed it. Malachy McCourt's in it and is author of the book, Danny Boy, The Legend of the Beloved Irish Ballad. So let me come back to this idea of other communities finding a way into this song. It's go ahead,
well, James. I just about the country music. It was just like when I was doing research on it, I just noticed there was a huge chunk of country artists who were recording it. And then, of course, you start thinking, well, country music, it's about heartbreak and loss. Mm. And of course it would work. It's so obvious that it could easily be interpreted as that. And likewise with Black America, I think that
right.
was... Harry Belafonte does an extraordinary version in the film. I mean, he was very into his whole folk history anyway.
And Belafonte, you know, a guy who sort of saw the similarities between Jewish Americans and Irish Americans and black. I mean, this is the same guy who did Hava Nagila on stage at Carnegie Hall. Let's hear Harry Belafonte's version of Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. And down the mountainside, the summer's gone, and all the roses falling. It's you, it's you. Must go and I must bide.
A little bit of Danny Boy, sung by Harry Belafonte. So many people, so many different genres and styles, so many parts of the world having a go at this allegedly Irish ballad. I mean, Malachy, you're the subtitle of your book, Danny Boy, The Legend of the Beloved Irish Ballad. There are so many kind of myths and misunderstandings about this song.
I got Liam Neeson and Seamus Heaney to comment on about what their feeling was. And I talked to Bill Clinton. He's the only president I know that knows all the verses. And he can sing it not too badly at all for a guy from Arkansas.
All right, now that brings up an interesting question. I mean, it's a populist song, Patricia. People love this song all over the place. It is a difficult melody to sing, isn't it?
It is a difficult melody to sing. There's what Brian Kennedy in the film described as that kind of treacherous high note, which you know, has been murdered at many a wedding and party by people who, you know, start off thinking, oh, I can sing this, and then they get to that high note and, oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe they had a few drinks and then they decide,
I
can get that note.
I think so.
I can go up there, and sometimes they can and sometimes they can't. Let's hear that moment from the film Danny Boy, the ballad that bewitched the world.
I mean, as a singer, Danny Boy is... It's quite an undertaking. You don't quite realise it because most people go, oh yeah, Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. It sounds kind of, okay, not too much of a range.
But come ye back when summer's in the meadow.
And then you get to the first chorus.
And I shall hear the soft you tread above me.
Right, so again, getting up there, but not crazy.
'Tis outbeat in sunshine or in shadow.
So that's the part that everyone has trouble with.
Then you shall hear a whisper that you love me.
Now, I'm doing that in my kind of falsetto voice.
I just go up, I'm like, I do the falsetto thing that I hear often and you'll hear in like doo-wop or any of these other jazz or blues singers. They'll just do this, and that's the only way I could figure out how to do it, how to cover it. Otherwise, if I didn't do that, I couldn't go there.
So be very careful what key you started in, because you're going to end up on very dangerous ground if you don't hit those notes.
Singers Brian Kennedy and Tara O'Grady talking about singing the song itself in the film Danny Boy, the ballad that bewitched the world. I mean, it is, you know, it is, as Brian Kennedy says, it's treacherous ground at some point there.
It's the K2 of music, isn't it?
I heard that John McCormick...
the legendary Irish tenor of the early 20th century.
That he was doing a concert at Carnegie Hall, and that he was singing Danny Boy and realized that he couldn't hit that note. So what he did was he threw up his hands in a gesture of singing and let the piano hit the note, and everybody thought that he did, and they went wild applauding him.
I want to ask all of you this question, but Malachy, since you wrote a whole book about the song years ago, I'll start with you. In the process of this film, did you learn something about the song you didn't know before?
I learned, I didn't know that it was a Brit that wrote it, Frederick Edward Weatherly. I had no idea who wrote it. And then I got sort of obsessed with it. And then about the discovery of how it became popular, how it got, how old it was. All of that stuff was all new to me, mm-hmm. because I didn't give a fiddler's fart about the song, really, for a long time. But then I got right into it, and it just obsessed me.
Yeah.
And it was in getting around, because it evokes it's nostalgia and melancholy at the same time. And you get mad at yourself for allowing a song to do that to you.
James?
Well, yeah, I think it's just that it is a kind of perfect marriage between lyrics and music. So it's kind of, the music is both melancholy and uplifting. The lyrics very cleverly match it perfectly. So it's upset, you know, it's moving and it's about departure, but also there's that hope. I think they work beautifully together. Like, I love that doo-wop version, and also the country versions as well.
And Patricia, for you?
I loved the new information that we had about Margaret Weatherly and the fact that she had been shafted by her brother-in-law. And in a way, it was our way of kind of giving her credit 100 years later. And, you know, she'd never had that credit, and she died in pretty tragic circumstances. And it was really lovely that her story and her involvement in the song was brought out in the year that it was.
Now, Malachy, you referred to it earlier as the perfect farewell song. I mean, one of the things that makes it, and James was sort of alluding to this a moment ago, is yes, it's a farewell song, but there's that possibility of return, you know, of coming back.
I find the United States, nobody dies here. Nobody ever mentions death, right? They always are, they're gone now, at peace with the Lord, 6 feet under.
In a better place.
In a better place, departed and so forth. And, of course, my favorite one, he passed. What? And who's going to clean it up? And if you, in the song itself, it's very, so many singers in America change one of the lines, which is, "And all my dreams shall warmer, sweeter be," they say. The song says, "And all my grave shall warm and sweeter be." But so many singers just drop that because they're afraid. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What if I say that in some rowdy nightclub? It'll put everybody to drink, well, which they want, of course.
There will be lots of people singing very bad versions of Danny Boy on Monday on St. Paddy's Day. But to hear some great versions, check out the movie Danny Boy, the Ballad That Bewitched the World, directed by James Maycock, produced by Patricia Moore, and starring, among many others, Malachy McCourt, whose book Danny Boy, the Legend of the Beloved Irish Ballad, was the subject of a soundcheck segment some years ago. To the three of you, so good to have you with us, and thanks so much for sharing the story of this great song.
Thanks
very
much.
Glad to be with you, John.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
"And all my grave shall warmer, sweeter be." So come to my funeral.
"And then my grave will richer, sweeter be. And you'll bend down and tell me that you love me.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.